Why does he always look like he's trying to order Subway in a foreign country? He's like, yeah, that, I want the 6-inch, not the foot long, but the 6-inch, watching my carbs.
Is this right, Ancient Mooch? You know, one of these days, I'm going to stop waiting to adjust everything before the show, but it's not that day. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Full Circus. That's what the intro would sound like if I had no teeth. But I do, and my name is Tristan Sartois, and I am so happy to be here with you guys today, okay? Like those seagulls or pigeons or, you know, whichever one of those birds craps all over the beach but steals a fry here and there. I, too, am desperate for your attention, and I'm happy that, you know, you left it behind, okay? You left a couple fries on the beach, a couple crumbs and morsels of attention. I'm here to scoop it up. And then crap everywhere behind me. Sorry, don't hate the player, hate the game. But guys, I am very glad to come on here and be silly for a little bit because I don't want to repeat the same thing that I did last week where I was like, I'm disorganized and falling apart and trying to put things back together, even though it's all true. Okay, I'm still dealing with the same problems that I was. Shocker, all right, that I couldn't turn over a whole new leaf in a week. But that's just the way that it was, is, still is, currently, will be, but not for long. But yeah, I'm still dealing with that, all right? Rome wasn't built in a day, my problems weren't solved in a weekend, and I'm still trying to kind of dial things together, but I don't want to repeat all that, because we already heard it all, okay? It's story, beginning, middle, end, wrapped up tiny in a bow of inconvenience. So I'm still dealing with that, and I'm looking to just have, let's just have some fun and get away from that. But if I am going to talk about that, I will be complaining and making so many excuses, okay? People say you shouldn't make excuses, but I completely disagree. That's what they're there for, all right? That if you didn't use excuses, what am I supposed to use them on, all right? I'm not just, they're like ammo, okay? I can't just have an excuse and then try and use it 6 months later. I have it right now. I got to unload it. If 6 months from now you're late to a family get-together and they're like, what took you so long? I stubbed my toe and I couldn't get my shoe on because my toe was so freaking inflamed. You're like, well, that was, you know, October. What are you talking about? And you're like, I didn't want to do it for Halloween. I wanted to keep that. I didn't. Okay, my bad. So I got to make sure that when I have good excuses, like some of them I do have now, I got to make sure I use them not just for pride's sake for you guys, but also to myself. And I say, Tristan, you know what? This is a good excuse. This is a good plan. We are going to lie to ourselves and say it's not our fault. It's the world's. So yeah, the biggest issue right now is I'm just struggling with time, dude. Time! How many of us have it? All of us. Okay, we've all got 24 hours. Except for some reason, I look down at my watch. It's the end of the day and I realize that it's still broken. But then I pick up my phone and I see that it's 10 p.m. Where did the time go? Where did all my hours be at? I'll tell you exactly where they went. Not doing anything productive. I have so much on my plate that I'm like, well, that's not on my plate. So many things that are scattered. I'm looking at this buffet of things that are supposed to be on my plate. And I'm like, where do I start? How do I begin one? How am I going to fit it all together? And then I just don't pick up anything. I go straight to the dessert, which is slacking off and not doing anything productive. So I'm just trying to juggle that right now. Which is actually one of the things that I spent my day doing. We had some pins, and I was trying to learn how to juggle. Got pretty good. It's besides the point. But, you know, I'm trying to build back, okay? And I got so many excuses. One of my biggest ones is working out and training. Because when I do that, things fall together. However, dude, this is where some good excuses kick in. I have damaged my body so much this past week, okay? And I'm not happy about it. But hopefully it's funny in the sense that it's so stupid, and let this be a lesson for you. I went rock climbing, like I had mentioned before. I was having a lot of fun. We're doing this bouldering. It feels primal in a way. Now, usually primal doesn't mean that you're like the prey. I'm going to get away, you know, but I like to pretend that maybe there's something chasing me and I scurry up. It works well. So I've been really enjoying it. And I went there a few days ago and I was watching as I'm doing my little beginner routes because I'm new, as a group of people, they're staring up at this elite path, or I don't know how hard it was, but it was tricky because they were all falling on it. You start in this very tiny, there's like so little bit to hold on to, and you kind of leap and you grab a ledge that's like 6 feet up. And
these are all very skilled climbers. They got all the fancy custom gear and everything. And I'm watching them fall again and again and again. Like, wow, this is a really tough track. And after I've been practicing my little tiny ones that my safe, you know, training wheels, like I'm doing my beginner method, they all leave and quit and give up and no one gets it that day. And I'm like, well, let me try, which, you know, no harm, no foul, right? It's just it's, we're all on the same freaking cushion. I'm not going to fall and get hurt. So as they go by and there's no one else around to judge me, I go over to this course and I grab these little things. Like, they're so little to hold on to. I don't even know if I can start. And somehow I managed to get the beginning part, which is very impressive. Call it natural skill or luck. It was luck. I was able to hold on to it. And I see the ledge and it's so freaking high. I'm like, I don't even know how they're getting close. Now, again, call it natural skill or luck. It was definitely luck. I launch up, and as my hands are coming to it, I'm like, I'm not going to make it. And I feel my hands freaking grip it. Okay, this is how lucky it was that it surprised even me. I was like, there's what? I got it. So I'm up here. I'm freaking 6 feet off the ground, and I wasn't ready for it at all. So my body starts falling back. I was completely ready to crash back down to the mat like I watched the people fall for an hour prior. So as I'm falling, I'm like, wait, I did it? And my whole body, the gravity, snaps my elbow, hyperextended on both. And I feel so much pain and burning. My biceps are pumped, dude. Don't get me wrong. But there was so much just feelings of brokenness. I don't know what was going on. I was like, it's just like crawling up and spreading and throbbing. And there's no like good place to put it. I'm like, okay, I'm done. We can't. Clearly, I wasn't ready for that. I don't want to get hurt. This was just supposed to be a fun, leisurely. I'm trying to be a prey. I'm trying to run away from problems, not walk into them. So I was very bummed out. However, I would love to say that's where the story ended, because as we know, a good excuse starts with equal stupidity. Okay, so as I was in pain, I sat down and I thought, well, hot dang. I got that ledge. Now, surely I might have just snapped every tendon in my arm, but hey, I was able to get it and they weren't. Maybe I'm not lucky and I am a natural. So I get back on the freaking wall. If only someone was there to say, Tristan, stop. There was, actually. Okay, a couple people. Not even, my friend was there. He told me to stop, and someone else that was new there, or not new there, he was new to me. He had been there for a couple years, but you know, I don't think he existed until I walked in. But yeah. He was like, you got to stop. You're going to hurt your tendons. And I went, okay, just one more try. I do it 4 more times. Now, I get the ledge. Okay, don't get me wrong. I get it, and I do make it to the top. Free cheers for me. I beat everybody. These guys were good and talented guys. Like, you're new here? You haven't been climbing? I was like, yeah, no, it's only been my freaking third day. I didn't know I could do that. Am I lucky? No, I am a natural. That's right, baby. However, natural does not mean smart, because after I get done with that and I power through this pain, I can't straighten my arms, okay? I can't get to this lengthened portion. I'm just stuck 90 degrees like a T-Rex or some sort of waiter. I'm like, hey, what's, you know, ow, dude, I just freaking rolled this thing all over my foot. Oh, speaking of pain, dude. Yeah. Oh, so anyways, now I got a good excuse for why I'm not going to run tonight. Yes, dude, we love excuses. Eventually, you should try and pout. You should have your excuse, let everybody know what it is, and then still persevere. But I'm not at that point yet. I just like to say why it's not happening. but anyways. Oh, dude, that really did hurt. I think something just went wrong. But I got to persevere and do the show. So I am stuck like this, okay? Like a freaking T-Rex waiter, prehistoric of, you know, smartness. I don't have any intelligence, and I'm so bummed out about what just happened, and the pain is spreading. It's from about mid-forearm all the way up to my shoulder, and at this point, my hands are going numb, okay? My fingers, I can't feel anything. Everything feels fat and inflamed and full of blood, and I'm honestly getting scared, because I do quit at this point, because I'm like, am I going to lose my arm? Like, this is such a weird feeling to be like, why can't I feel any of it? I was just using it, and I stopped because I couldn't, you know, I don't like the idea of losing limbs ever. All right, call me a baby, call me a wuss, whatever you want to, but I one of my biggest fears in life is losing body parts. And also, that just wouldn't be a good story. Okay, imagine if I didn't have arms and they're like, what happened? And I said, I got into a rock climbing accident. Okay, and then went, whoa,
You know, if you're going to lose an appendage, at least you did a freaking rock climbing. That's cool. Where were you? Out in the mountains? Yosemite? Like, what's going on? I'm climbing. I'm like, no, I was bouldering, actually. He went, what? You weren't, I think you meant like actual, you were doing it in a gym? You got hurt? You lost your arms? Practicing? Dude, that's like drowning in the kiddie pool. That's not impressive. It's not cool. There's no story there. In fact, I would be armless and people would be laughing at me. I'd have no way to defend myself. And that scared me more than anything, so I could not persevere past that thought, and I went home, okay? And for days, I slowly began to get a little bit more strength into my elbows. I'm like, okay, well, at least I'm not going to die or lose my arms. This is a good sign. And so that kept me from working out, and that's my excuse right there. So I felt pretty good about that, and no one can say anything. I'm like, Tristan, why don't you work out? Like, hey, I almost lost an arm. How? I don't want to talk about it. But that's where I've been at lately, and I'm trying to stay off of it. I did hurt it a little bit because I went to go help with my dad, and I was carrying things, and I compete for no reason against nobody. Like, my brothers are carrying some things. I'm like, that looks pretty heavy. Let me try and do the same. And they're not even paying attention. You know, they're off in their own little world, and they're like, just Tristan, just stop singing. I don't care how much you carry. Just, you know, just stop talking. So I just tried to carry more, and I tried to do things, and you know, I tried to persevere, and I kind of reactivated a little bit. So I'm just trying to really stay off it. So that's really what's been going on with my arms. Now, I wish it stopped there, dude. I wish it was just my arms that I hurt, but actually, my friends, I may have done something very bad to my back. Not my actual spine, but the entire right side of my back is in so much pain. We went to go pick up an AC unit, a big AC condenser. Might have been several hundred pounds. I really don't know. But we went to go buy it off this gentleman, who, by the way, was very interesting. He, you know, bit of a, just a bigger bloke, okay? I don't want to call him fat, even though he was, but I don't want to be mean. He was just, I'm trying to describe a picture, okay? He was just an overweight gentleman, had a little bit of a goat beard, no teeth. He kept picking his nose and slapping his belly every time he said something. This is a pretty good, good entry you got there. And I went, yeah, okay, well, just make sure no one carries it by themselves. And I went, okay, I got you. I think he might have been married to his sister. I really don't know. But the point is, we got a deal, and we got this very heavy thing, and my dad and I carry it. And it's very heavy, just the two of us. And we get it out near the truck. And as my dad's talking to the guy to say, hey, thanks so much. I know, I really hope that, you know, that's not your sister. I decide to put it into the truck by myself. Why? I don't know. Okay. Now, again, my arms are damaged. Okay. So when I pick this thing up, one, it's way heavier than I remember doing it with two people. I'm like, I don't think I can do it. But now two people are looking at me, and both of them are saying, don't do it. Like, I'm watching it in slow motion. I'm like, I should impress them. They don't think I can. So I'm picking this thing up, and I don't have, like, any strength in here. So instead of just carrying it, I roll it up onto my back, okay? And I roll it up into the truck. So, you know, lift with your legs. No, dude, I decided while I was carrying it that I'm going to just do all back instead. No legs, no arms, everything. I'm just basically just like if the limbo bar crushed on me, I'm going to carry it. And I felt everything across the entire right side of my back just go, holy crap. Now, I did this for the sake of, you know, impressing people or competing with myself the same way. I don't know exactly why I kept doing the rock climbing thing, but I wanted to try. Okay, and I wanted to do it, and I did it. Don't get me wrong. Am I natural? Am I lucky? Nope, I'm a stupid. But I did it, and my dad reprimanded me a little bit because he also has back problems from carrying things too heavy. He said, don't ever do that. That's how you get up and leave. And I said, I know. He's like, well, did you get hurt? And I tried to play it off as cool as I could, and I said, yeah, I did. So I didn't do a great job. So, yeah, I am in a bit of pain. And that's kind of that's what's going on, dude. So if anyone's like, Tristan, mostly my brain, no, most people don't come up to me on the street and say, did you work out today? Why are you dodging the gym? If that ever does happen, I just want to know, I want to let everybody know that I have phenomenal excuses. And that's most important to my brain because I'm going to go, Tristan, you got to get out there. You got to start doing the things. And no, I won't. I've got great excuses and I'll never go to the workout ever again. And eventually when my toe heals, because I just ruined it in this chair, I suppose we'll get back on the bike. But until then, man, let's think of more excuses we have about why we aren't doing what we should be doing. What else is going on, dude? I don't have actual excuses. I mean, I don't. I don't have any actual good excuses other than that. As far as my work goes and everything else that's going on in my life, friendships, relationship, people, love, happiness, joy, you know, world hunger. I don't have any good excuses for why I'm not doing that. But I'm just not, and that's okay. So I bought a motorcycle. Boom, dude. Okay, look at that. Sometimes you just gotta lay out information like that, and people go, wow, we don't care. But that's one of those things where I should still be doing productive work and working on some things and putting, you know, the pieces back together. But instead, I decided to waste more time and waste more money, and I went and bought a motorcycle. But not just a motorcycle. If you're like, well, that's a bit much, okay, you don't need to go do that. You don't need to go buy a motorcycle. But in the grand scheme of things, it's a vehicle. How much time could it waste? An hour or two to go pick it up? No, I bought a motorcycle project, okay? I put something new into the realm of things to distract me so that when it's 10:30 now p.m., that I will look back on it and say, hey, well, at least I wasted time doing this thing that wasn't important. So that's been pretty great. I bought a motorcycle, dude. I don't know why. I don't. It's kind of in the same vein of climbing. It's like something new, something I haven't tried, something I want to do, something I want to learn to do, something I want to have fun with. And, you know, sometimes when you're not organized, you just really think outside of the box, because everything that's in the box is so productive and important that you're like, well, let's just keep prancing around it. Let's do another lap and see what other weird trinkets and extracurriculars we could find out here. So that's what I'm doing right now, man. And it's going well. Putting the pieces back together. I don't have any clips. I don't have anything exciting to share with you in terms of the motorcycle thing. But if you know anything about motorcycles, if they're dangerous, please pray for me. I don't really know. So other than that, the one thing that's in the box that is very important that I desperately need to be focusing on right now is the best man speech, okay? There was a wedding going on, actually, when this is airing, and I am struggling with this so much, dude, okay? And not for the reason, like, you know, a lot of people worry about public speaking or whatever. I'm not worried about that, okay? I was homeschooled. If I ever talked to anybody, that was, you know, public speaking in general. Like, I didn't see people, and they're like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, whoa, I'm public speaking. So I've always felt comfortable doing that part, okay? But it's so weird to try and write a almost stand-up set, and they're like, hey, well, be funny, okay? I'm like, well, I could be funny, but now I gotta be funny and sentimental about a specific thing and specific person and people. And I'm trying so hard to be like, I keep writing stuff, really good stuff, it's really funny, okay? Pat myself on the back. Am I lucky? No, I am a natural. But then I read through it, I'm like, this is barely even about them. Did I do freaking 20 minutes on restaurant quality food? The differences between, you know, the lighting in fancy restaurants to lower restaurants? What is this even about? So I'm trying to make sure that I can just dial it in, dude. But the problem is I'm spending so much time outside of the box that every time I get in there, I don't even know what I'm writing about anymore. So if anybody has any tips on how to write a killer best man speech, please let me know. Okay, please. Because it's like, do I make fun of the guy? I've looked up stuff too. Everyone's like, you gotta make fun of the groom, man. You gotta make fun of him. I was like, yeah, but I don't know the family that well. I don't know the people. How is it gonna be received? Doesn't seem like a good idea. That's not really our relationship, is to straight just bully him on, you know, his wedding. So I'm already going against the grain. But for the very first step, I'm like, well, we're not following advice now. And, you know, I'm not as close to the bride as I would like to be, so I don't have stories to give, dude. So I'm in this weird pickle, and I'm just trying to write a speech about something, a relationship that I don't entirely know that much about. So I might just go up there and do what I've been doing for the past 20 minutes and just give you excuses. All right, guys, I would love to start out with a toast to the beautiful bride and groom. But first, I want to give you a couple complaints about why I was late. See, when I was doing my podcast, I rolled the chair right across the knuckle of my toes. And man, does it hurt. But I don't know if that's going to go over well. So I'm trying to figure out just how funny it needs to be, just how sentimental it needs to be. Like, could I crush? Yeah, let's make something funny, but I want people to cry, okay? I do. I want it to be an experience, which is very arrogant to even say, but you know what? I'm the best man, okay? So what am I supposed to do? Not give the best speech? I should be going up there and I want to start out and it's like, it's joyful. It's funny. Oh, it's getting a little scary. Oh, it's sad. Oh, it's happy again. This is crazy. Maybe throw a little anger there and I just start, you know, making people mad. I don't know, dude. I really don't know. I don't know how to captivate an audience, okay? Like, you know, you see people, these public speakers and all these political people, I'm not a big fan of them, but you know, all these political people, they just rallies. Look at like someone like Trump, okay? Love him or hate him, but the guy's polarizing to people. So anyways, as the best man, I'm so happy to be here. I don't know much about anyone here, but as you can see, this wedding, one of the best weddings I've ever been to. As this man, no one said we could, they said Tristan, he won't make a good wedding, but here I am making a good wedding. I don't even know what Trump says. I've never actually watched one of his speeches all the way through. I assume he just does this the whole time and says, great country, they said it wouldn't be, but it is. why does he always look like he's trying to order Subway at a foreign country? Like, I want the 6-inch, not the foot long, but the 6-inch, watching my carbs. Okay, just a little bit, and then a little bit of lettuce, and then the cold cut the meats over there, then a little bit of olives. No olives. Some mustard on the side, But anyways, look at that. It's greatest sandwich anyone's ever made. I need to work on his impression if he gets reelected, because I can't be doing, it's fine to do a bad impression of someone who isn't president, but if there is a president and you are doing an impression, and not out of respect, I don't care what the impression sounds like if you're doing Obama or Biden or Trump, but I want to, for my sake, I want people to go, wow, that's a good impression. Again, dude, it's the arrogance that makes you a best man in life. So I'm really trying to crack that code, man. I don't know. I don't think showing up and doing this the whole time. Or I don't know, dude. If that gets everybody gather around, everybody, this is going to be a good wedding. Going to be a good speech. Oh, man. I wish I knew more about politics. I have no idea what he's talking about, but this is fun. This is fun. Okay. Love him or hate him. This is silly. Okay. This is stupid, but it's fun. So anyways, other than that, I've been trying to dial things out. That doesn't mean I've been completely losing in it. I've been doing a lot of voiceover work. One thing that I have been doing is I've been narrating, like YouTube Reddit stories, which has been interesting. Like, people have these YouTube videos and these stories, you read through them and you give your thoughts and feelings and whatever. And I got paid, of course. Okay. This isn't for free. If you got a story you want me to read, okay, I don't do it for free. That's why I'm struggling with this best man thing so much, because I'm not being paid. But I'm narrating these things, and I was told to throw in a little comment or joke after. Okay, now when someone says throw in a joke, I go, well, screw the comment, we're going straight for humor. What the problem is that I was reading scary Reddit stories, something like that. They were creepy and spooky, and people loved hearing these. And they go, oh, this fun, scary stories, I'll listen to it and wind down, and I don't know, whatever sickos like to do with that, okay? It's like the people who watch the crime dramas before they go to bed. Wow, I can't wait to see how this guy got murdered and they're going to figure it out. And I'm not into it, but I wasn't aware of how creepy with the music, especially this thing. It was like, it was a scary Reddit story. And I, still holding on to that joke comment, was giving cheesy one-liners after every story, and I read the comments, be like, okay, this guy's got a great voice, thank you, but why does he keep giving dad jokes after every story? Oh, this is scary, what's happening? The call was coming from inside the house. I'm like, sounds like he had bad service. Boom. It's like if you're watching that Hitchcock movie, Psycho or whatever, where the guy shows up in the bathroom, I'm like, well, that's why you need Dawn for Men, because not only does it protect your hair, but it protects you from killers. And they're like, what the frick are you? What? What? Who? You know, it's just so stupid. So
I completely missed the point, although it wasn't my fault entirely. There's a good excuse that someone's like, hey, throw in a joke. I'm like, okay, how about all jokes? And it was funny just reading these comments. Again, very complimentary to the sweet dulcet tones of my voice. But they're like, I'm trying to be scared. And he's throwing in just one line. What's going on? Me, dude. I'm going on. So, yeah, that's what's I thought that was hilarious, dude. And you know, look out. If you ever watch a Reddit story or something on YouTube and you're like, well, this is going to be fun, a little spooky. It won't be, dude. I will keep on throwing jokes because it's fun for me. No, I'm gonna try and stop. But I don't know, man. Okay? I have a funny bone. All right? That's an excuse. Not a good one, but it is one that I have. We all got one, but I'm good at using mine, kind of. That's besides the point. Guys, that's pretty much all I have to talk about. I wanted to cover some sort of news. And I'm trying to do that more, is to be like, hey, what's going on in the current events? And I already did the whole Trump thing, so there's only so much more. Back to the news. We're back. We're going to talk about how great the news is, how bad the news is, the best news, whatever the news. It's so hard to talk about the news because, one, it's always political. Don't care. And, two, it's always sad. Like, just murder. Just murder, dude. Murder. I saw a story just recently that a 10-year-old confessed that he had murdered someone when he was 7. And I don't even know. I don't know what the details are of that story, but he's 7 years old. You're overwhelmed with guilt by the age of 10. It must have been in Texas. But, you know, it's just, it's sad, okay? And I don't want to read sad stories, okay? Bumming out murder stories. I want to have some fun news, but it's all either sad or it's politically charged. And that's, you know, we're just going to have everybody riled up. So I don't know. I don't know what to say, man. I did see Biden was approving billions for, like, solar panels or something. That's exciting. If you have solar panels, if you're looking to buy them or you're trying to develop them, I'm not applicable to me. Any sort of money, good for them, I assume. I know there's a lot of people still really angry that he hasn't. He's like, we're going to cancel student debt. That's my best Biden. No. God, I'm. That's nice hair. But I don't know. I don't have a good Biden. But you know what? I'm not going to cancel student debt. I know a lot of people are upset about that. And, you know, I don't really care either way. It's my money that I borrowed from the college. I'm fine to pay it. I knew full well what I was walking into, and I'm fine to keep paying it. However, I keep calling the place and be like, let's set up a payment plan because I want to start chipping away at this. Like, well, we don't know what Biden's going to do with the administration. Maybe they'll cancel it. Maybe they won't. But it's fine to just pump the brakes and wait a little bit. I'm like, but it's still just hanging out there. Okay, I know that you're saying it's fine, but I, you know, is someone out there gonna show me what I need to do or what the best course of action is? I've never struggled so much to try and like take my money, take it. I gotta pay for this thing that you gave me. Yes, it was a waste of time, but I ordered it. All right, I'm willing to pay it. And they won't do it. No, just hold on, wait a little bit more. Don't even worry about paying it back. Everything's gonna be fine. This body, this greatest body. I don't know. Hopefully that's a way I can kind of, I want to give you my money. This is so much fun to do. Yeah. And I don't know. That's what I've been seeing in the news, dude. And I got to figure out how to pay those back. I also saw, dude, right here, this is kind of at the top. I don't read any of these stories. I just look at the headlines and realize I don't want to talk about them. But I saw, said, guy who set himself on fire outside of a Trump rally dies. You know, I don't know if he was for Trump or against Trump. You could really set yourself on fire either way. Regardless, he's toast. Which kind of sucks, dude, especially if you were supportive. Or, you know, it sucks both ways. If you're like, I'm going to light myself on fire. That's what he should have done. He's like, I'm going to light myself on fire. He should have just done this. Waved his hands back and forth and they go, oh, who's that guy waving his hands around? Nobody pays attention to fire. But this, look at myself. I'm about to light myself on fire, but I realize it's better if I just wave my hands. Yeah, poor guy. If you light yourself in protest and no one sees it, if you light yourself in support, you know, they were too busy focusing on this. And they didn't even see the guy. And, you know, poor guy died. I relate to the guy in a sense that I'm also not, set yourself on fire. It's kind of funny. But, you know, I'm not always aware of how dangerous I'm being to my own body. And, you know, maybe he was like, this is a good idea. I'm very competitive. You know, I saw a campfire last night. We were in the woods and I thought maybe that could be me and I'm going to try and do it. And you know, you go too far and you hurt yourself. And I get that, man. I get it. But, you know,
Hope he's doing okay. I don't know why I said that. I know that he died. But you know what? Hope he's doing well in heaven. It would suck to go to hell. It would suck to burn alive and then go to hell on top of it. And you're like, gosh dang it, I wish I died eating ice cream. And then they're like, well, eternal this. But, you know, props to that guy, I think. Maybe. Guys, you know what? I'm going to take that back. If you are trying to make a difference in this world, either in protest or support, please do not light yourself on fire. I don't know how often it's productive. If you really want to make a change, do this. Order. Cup your lips just a little bit. Speak acceptance to the front of your mouth. And maybe get a little nasally. And say, you're fired. Okay. I didn't see the freaking... one of the movie. What was it called? The Intern? The freaking... one of those... it doesn't matter. I don't know what it is. If you want to get out of a conversation, just do this, okay? Because either people... well, it depends on who you're surrounded by. If you're surrounded by people who don't like Trump, they'll go, get this guy out of here. Or if you are surrounded by people who love Trump, maybe they'll come escort you. Like, well, we got to go put him to the front of the room. We'll get his attention. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I love you. You know what? Remember, excuses... everybody has them, and make sure you use them, because other people are too proud or something to use them. No, unload on people. Why didn't you make it? This is why. Why didn't that happen? I'll tell you. So what's going on? When's this going to get finished? It doesn't matter, because this is what's happening right now. But anyways, guys, thank you so much. Use your excuses. Wave your hands around and make sure you are safe as possible when doing anything, whether it's rock climbing, swimming, or lighting yourself on fire. Do it as safe as you can. So, guys, thank you so much. I will see you in the next episode. Hesh-gibbity-boosh! That's my new catchphrase. Don't steal it.